Yeah, look, the giant chicken's Boba Fett.
It is useless to resist.
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thursday night. Welcome to the GNN Cantina Happy Hour. Pull up a stool, have a drink with us, and let's talk about some Star Wars stuff, shall we? I am your host, David. We are glad you're here. We're glad you're joining us tonight. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening?
Doing well. Doing well.
Very good. Also with us tonight, as always, is Cam from Cam and Focus. Cam, how are you this evening?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm tired. It has been a day.
Tell me about it.
It's been a week. Debbie, look, I've got my Han Solo coffee mug for you.
Aww.
Are you happy? Harrison makes you happy?
Yes.
Also with us tonight is Andrew. Andrew, how are you this evening?
Doing well. Doing well.
Very good.
It's hot today. Unexpectedly hot.
But it was a little bit.
I'm inside. Yeah, it was hit 90 degrees today.
Yeah.
So it was,
but I think we're going to get cold.
Melting.
We're going to be in the high 60s tomorrow with rain, I believe. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's a good thing we're doing this tonight instead of tomorrow night, because Andrew wouldn't be able to join us tomorrow night because of the weather. Weather and the and the upcoming Fortnite tournament.
Yeah.
Get off, Mom. You're taking up all my bandwidth.
Mom,
I'm only streaming in 720.
This was supposed to be a 4K stream, damn it.
All right. Well, nothing special on the Star Wars front other than Bad Batch. We got Bad Batch. What episode are we on? 12? 13?
13.
13.
There's only two left.
Two more.
I mean, that makes it sad because it's almost over, but two more and we're at May the 4th, so 6 and 1/2 dozen of the other.
We'll get Tales of the Empire.
Yeah, we get Tales of the Empire, so it's all good. It's all good. Buy me some new Legos.
I almost had to work on May 4th. My clinic was asking for volunteers to come in and work a Saturday. I was like, yeah, I'll volunteer. And she's like, yeah, it's on May 4th. I was like, never mind.
No.
That's sacrilege.
I'm sick that day.
Did you tell her that's a religious holiday? You can't work.
She told me the date, and I was like, oh, but that's Star Wars Day. And she's like, oh yeah, no, don't worry about it. We'll find somebody.
Dodged a bullet on that one. And you know what? You know what? That also is that's good on your coworkers too, because they know. You know, they know about you. They know that that's important to you. So
I am not to be disturbed on that day.
That's right. That's right. I love it when things. I've gotten so many things at my old job. I got somebody brought me a Lego set. He's like, I had it from when I was a kid. It was upstairs in my attic. It's a Star Wars Lego set. I don't want it anymore. Here, you can have it.
Nice.
Nice. And then somebody just the other day, I've got, if you look right, hang on, I'm going to try right about there, sitting on those quilts, is one of those little Sensi buddies. And it's the Mandalorian Sensi buddy. Nice. So now I got a, and somebody was just like, we had this at the house. We don't want it. Here, you can have it. We know you like Star Wars.
Nice.
I don't remember if I told you guys the story, but about 8 or 9 years ago, when I was still working at a warehouse as a truck unloader, one of my coworkers commissioned our local grocery store to make me a birthday cake, and this was like not long after The Force Awakens came out, and on this cake was, you know, icing printed picture of Kylo Ren, Well, there was a lot. I mean, it was a great cake, but there was a lot of black icing on there, and the cake itself was black too. I didn't think anything of it at the time, and I ate a whole bunch of it. I went home that night, and my poop was jet black.
Yeah, I bet.
I looked at it. I was like, oh my God, I'm dying.
Nice. Oh, Lordy. Nice to know the people. I actually, today I was working at a bar, and the bar I was working at has pop-up events. So basically, it's like one of the ones that they did was for Family Guy, and they served Pawtucket Pat Ale. They did one with The Simpsons, and they had Duff Beer. They had one with Barbie. Barbie movie came out. The one that they've got coming up, they're doing toward the end of August. And it's going to be for Beetlejuice, when Beetlejuice comes out.
So they're going to
have a pop-up for Beetlejuice. And I told him, it's like, oh, you should do Star Wars. That would be awesome. And he said, I would love to. I would love to do Star Wars and Star Trek. But he said, here's the problem. He said, we did the Harry Potter one. And for every day that we were open, every time we'd come, you know, there was always people lined up waiting to get in because our capacity is only like 200. So we'd have people lined up, and half the people in there would just come in, and they were hanging out with all their Harry Potter buddies. And when it comes to the end of the day, it boils down to people need to be in here and be buying drinks. And that's, you know, we need to make our money is what we need to do. That's, you know,
yeah,
business. And I think the Star Wars and the Star Trek fandom are a lot like that too, to where we would have probably half the people coming in, and I agree. But he said we'd have so many people coming in and just hanging out, not drinking or anything. So it's like,
why doesn't he do a cover charge or something?
Well, that's what I said. I was like, you should do like a minimum or a cover charge or something, you know, do like a 2 or 3 drink minimum and just, you know, say, hey, we're going to charge you for your 3 drinks. Here's your 3 tickets. If you don't want to use them, you don't have to. You can hand them off to somebody else or whatever. But this is your charge to get in kind of thing. So that's what I would do.
Expelliarmus.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know about all that Harry Potter stuff.
Do I need to leave?
I could see them make it like coming out with their signature cocktail, like the Expecto Patron. I'll be here all week.
Yes. Okay. We need something what about a Star Wars one? What's a good Star Wars one?
Blue milk.
Blue milk. I mean, yeah, that's obvious. We need something clever like Expecto Patron. I mean, if you were going to do Harry Potter, you just do like butterbeer or, right, you know, there were several drinks that were listed within the movies and novels and stuff that you could go with. But, but yes, the Expecto Patronum is good. I like that.
Well, I mean, you could do like maybe a Star Wars twist on a Bloody Mary, call it a Spice Runner.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. As an experienced drinker, I think I could come up with
that. Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
That's on record. Oops.
Yeah, oh, he's a 20-year-old with 40 years of experience.
I am anonymous for the rest of the show.
All right, let's talk about the Bad Batch, because this episode was, I really liked this episode. I hate episodes like this, but I love them to death. And it's the, we've got to get something done, and it's going to be really, really close, and it's going to be very tense. And just right at the last minute, it's like, yeah, we pulled it off. There was a in the Family Guy, when the Family Guy did Star Wars, and they did the Empire Strikes Back, they flew into the asteroid field, and Lois, the Princess Leia character, said, "We're flying into an asteroid field." And Han, the Peter character, said, "Look, we've got like four or five of the main characters on this ship. I think we're going to be okay." So every time, you know, I see an episode like this and I hate it and I get all tensed up. And then when it's over, I'm like, I knew they were going to make it. They've got like four or five of the all the characters are right here. I know they're going to make it. It's of course. Gonna be-
well, I kind of thought maybe they wouldn't make it because, I mean, not die, but just like they wouldn't be able to get hooked on to the other ship, you know, to go to Tantus. Stuff, yeah. I just thought, you know.
It wasn't just them either. It was Omega, too, with the
oh, yeah.
Where she's fiddling with the wall panels and everything, and it's like, oh, they're gonna find her.
Characters always walking down a long hallway.
And they walk extra slow too. It's like, oh,
yeah,
and you can hear them click, click, click.
Yeah,
click,
and you're in big trouble.
Yeah, dude, she had a very serious expression on her face, so you knew she meant business.
Yeah,
and she kept eyeballing Omega too.
Mm-hmm. Something wrong, Doctor?
Actually, and it was real funny. I don't know if you caught this, but she was talking to that first little kid, and she said, "My name's Omega," and they called her Omega. The kid called her Omega.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
I was like, "Oh, you just screwed up your own name. your little Kiwi accent got the best of you, didn't it? I'm Omega." "Oh, this is Omega." "No, Omega. That's what I said, Omega." No. "Omega. Omega." "Yes, exactly. Omega."
I can't turn off my accent.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, honestly, I don't know about you guys, but I'm really pulling for those kids. I hope the kids make it.
I do too, and especially since they've got the kids is one thing. I don't like when kids are in peril, especially in movies. It drives me nuts, just because I'm pro kid. Now we're not going to get a cameo of my kid tonight, by the way, because mommy's working tonight, so daddy had to put him to bed before the show started. But so he's already in bed and asleep, so no cameos. Luke might show up in a minute, but. But like when kids are in peril like that, and then this one was just even worse because it had the little baby
Tarloff,
right? Raccoon or whatever that was. Raboon. I'm not a raboon.
I think it's a Talifar or Talifer or something like that.
Take your word for it. I didn't research that one. But just the fact that it's making all the cute little baby noises, and I think I said this last week, was if you go onto my TikTok right now, or my YouTube reels, or my Facebook reels, or my Instagram reels, most of it is little babies laughing and farting and doing cute little baby things. And I'm just like, oh, these poor kids. I hate it. When Anakin went nuts, I was not a happy camper. That I'm glad they didn't show that. I probably would have burst out crying. I probably would have been, I mean, not just a little, I would have been ugly crying, like big crocodile tears and just not happy. But that's just me. I don't like seeing kids in peril.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a kid's show, so I'm sure that, I'm sure at least one will survive.
Is it? I mean, there have been some very dark. I mean, this season's
been dark.
This whole season has like not been very kid friendly, like at all.
And that's a good thing. The show is maturing.
And now it's about to go away. I mean, not that that's a bad thing. You know, you're going to end on a high note. That's fine.
We need TV mature Bad Batch. All right, we need. That's what we need.
I don't know about TV mature. I mean, it's just, you know, used TV to like
14. Yeah,
Samuel could sit down and watch The Bad Batch with us, and he was fine because it's a cartoon, and he liked watching the cartoons. But this season, I can't get him to it's just not interesting to him. I don't know why. I don't know. Well, I mean, I probably do, because there's not a whole lot of interesting things happening for a child this season. You know, last couple of seasons, oh, there's been aliens and we've been doing treasure hunts and things like that. And this season, it's all mature topics. So I don't know that I could, kids show. You had Tech died. You can't kill a cartoon character and call it a kid's show. That just doesn't happen. Bugs Bunny never died. Daffy Duck got shot in the face who knows how many times. He never died. How many times that coyote fall off of a cliff and a rock land on top of him?
I'm sure somebody has some dark cartoon theory about how the Looney Tunes characters are cursed to live forever and something.
Oh, I'm sure. Actually, I think I think the way that they were portrayed in Who Framed Roger Rabbit that made sense to me. They were just cartoons and they just lived forever. They lived in their own little world in Toontown on the other side of the Acme plant, and all was good.
They can eat an entire meal in one bite, not be phased.
Exactly. I wish I could do that.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
And then when they do eat that big sandwich that they've got like this, their neck goes, and it's like an accordion. Yeah, I watch cartoons.
I always think about the Daffy Duck and Porky Pig episode where it's called Yankee Doodle Daffy, where Daffy's trying to, you know, have his little nephew be, I forget what it is, but he's trying to get his nephew to perform, and his nephew's just sitting there with like a huge lollipop, and he's turning the lollipop in his mouth, and it's one of those like circular flat ones, and his head goes super long and then super wide and then super long and then super wide.
Yep. Beautiful. All right, back to the Bad Batch. Enough Looney Tunes. Enough of this Looney Tune nonsense.
We need the Jawa, Cam. We need the Jawa.
Oh, I've got my Darth Vader down here somewhere.
I've got the Jawa here somewhere.
Ah, there we go. I don't know which one I'm more scared of.
I need to take this tag.
Yeah, I'm not on camera right now because I'm not decent, but
oh, Cam's naked. Oh. It's time for the GNN OnlyFans page.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we were just talking about that in the AV room, Cam.
$6.99 a month. Bouncha, bouncha. See all the goods.
Yeah, we were. If one of these days I'm going to do that, I think.
What's that?
Oh, I was running. I came home from work and I was in my Nike shorts and that was about it. And I was just thinking to myself, I wonder if we get more viewers if I do this show naked.
Probably not the kind of viewers you'd want.
So if you're out there watching and you want to see me do the show naked one time, let me know and we can set something up.
You've got my vote.
I want to see that. Yeah.
I second that. Cannot show my mom this episode.
I love how Debbie hasn't said a word.
Debbie's just secretly agreeing with you.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, $6.99 and I'll just put a blanket over my head.
what we should all do is each of us should wear a shirt with Harrison Ford on it and have it be like one of those candid nudes or something.
Actually, you know what? I've been thinking about this because I'm just now getting it together. I've been putting together a Han Solo cosplay, and I've got the shirt and the vest and this will be a New Hope. I need the holster. That's about all I need right now. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, oh, I should do one of the shows and at least just the shirt and the vest because it's all right here, and see if Debbie catches it and see what she says.
I'm just see if Debbie's paying attention. Texas.
I actually thought about, I'm going to Fan Expo in June, so I was like, oh, I should wear that to last. I should wear that to Fan Expo one day. That would be fun. I would. I could do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bad Batch. Let's go back. Now that we've successfully chased many rabbits. Oh, one more rabbit real quick. I see Debbie's got her gargoyle up there, too.
Yes, my gargoyle kitty. Every once in a while, I'll see her giving me the side eye like I'm doing something that pisses her off.
She was giving you a stink eye just a minute ago.
It's like, I didn't put you up there, Kat. You're the one that decided to jump up there.
Okay, Bad Batch. So we've got to break into a science. No, we've got to go back to Coruscant. They're trying to get to they're trying to find Tantus, and in the meantime, Omega's trying to break all the kids out of there. Omega steals something from what's her name's tray when she gets
Emery.
Now, honestly, I gotta ask, because she swiped something from the tray. Do you honestly think that Emery did not notice it? I mean, there was only like three things on that tray, maybe four. Do you think that she didn't look down and go, huh, something is missing? Because there's now only three things instead of four.
I kind of wonder if she did that on purpose.
She kind of gave her like this sideways glance as she left. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what you just did and I know what you've got, but I'm not going to say anything about it kind of thing. I still think she's kind of
she's on the verge of breaking.
She's kind of on the line. She's riding a real thin line right now as far as these kids go. I think the kids were her breaking point as well, to where it was when she finally saw what was in the vault. And she's like, oh, my God, you've got kids. Are we really the bad guys here?
And then when they brought in the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think
younger than I expected.
Yeah, I think that one really got her.
Yeah. It was like the, what was it? I can't remember if it was if it was a robot chicken or maybe it was a TikTok, but when in the first second season of The Mandalorian, when Gideon had Grogu there, he was like, handcuff him so he can't do anything. And then it like flashed away to the stormtroopers like, you want us to handcuff a little kid? Are we really the bad guys here? What is going on? I was like, that might have been a robot chicken. I don't know. But even still, I was just like, this is the kind of thing where, I can honestly see people going, I work for the Empire. I've got this cush little government job. And wait a minute, we're experimenting on kids? Are we doing the right thing? I mean, seriously?
Finally, some self-awareness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, Omega swipes the thing. She's going to see how far the tunnels go that take the blood draws away. I don't know what she's thinking her plan is going to be beyond that. I mean, I'm going to assume that those tunnels just go up to those offices, like right above, you know, they've got the room where all the kids are. And then, a viewing room where the scientists keep their eyes on the kids. Mm-hmm. So
Omega's, yeah, but I think the blood draws go down.
What's her plan beyond that though? That's what I'm thinking.
Making because it up as I go along.
It's just her. It's her and these kids. And you've got one kid that is completely discouraged because he's tried to escape before and got caught. And then you've got the other two, or you've got two more who are discouraged because they saw the one kid fail and they know a bad thing would happen if we try this. And then you've got a baby who just, let's face it, it's a baby and doesn't care. And makes noise when it's not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I've got a feeling we're gonna And then we've got two episodes left. So next episode will be the Batch infiltrating the Tantus and Omega trying to make her escape from Tantus. They'll link up with each other at the end of the episode. And then the final episode will be them escaping. Or Travis is online. How are you, Travis? Hey. It's going well on this side of the pond. We'll say that. But and then the last episode will be them either escaping and leaving the Empire, or it's just going to end up bad for everybody. And
right as they're about to die, the credits roll.
Yeah.
We're left wondering. Do they escape? Yeah.
Yeah, the last we'll watch the last shot be like, the Empire is about to bombard Tantus, and the Bad Batch is just on the ground watching it coming, and they hug each other, and then cut to black,
fade to black. Oh no, you can't do that. That's like, what they did in Rogue One. Yeah,
it's like poetry.
Or how about?
Yeah,
I've kind of seen this theory floating around, and I kind of like it. Ends on a cliffhanger, and then they announce a new TV series called Clone Uprising.
Because
I guess that was a thing, Clone Uprising.
Well, it would make sense because let's look at it now. You've got Rex and Echo, Rex and Echo doing their thing, basically trying to kick off the rebellion. You've got, at some point we saw Cody, and we know Cody was having second thoughts about things. So
was Wolf.
Yeah. And we know that the Empire has said no more clones. They destroyed Kamino. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's their home.
And they're kind of pushing them out slowly but surely, all the clones.
So would we have a clone upright? That maybe. I don't know. I see it. I don't know. That's just I wouldn't mind it ending. I just as we're talking about this, I see this picture forming in my mind, kind of thing, to where they're at Tantus, they're about to escape, they run out onto one of the platforms, they see the TIE fighters coming, the TIE fighters are there, and then all of a sudden you freeze frame on the Batch as they're standing there looking at the TIE fighters. It's just a freeze frame. They kind of turn into a watercolor picture, kind of like in Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, and you're kind of left to, well, did they make it out or did they not? You don't really know. You can make up your own ending. Are they, did the TIE fighters destroy Tantus? Or, and they were there? Or did they get off the platform before the TIE fighters hit? Or what exactly is happening? You just make up your own mind.
Yeah, I think that would piss everybody off.
I think it would piss everybody off too. That's why I'd like to see it.
Even more so than they normally are.
Yes.
I can see make them.
Star Wars fans angry. What?
They're actually successful. They get out, they save the kids and everything.
But then what? I mean, that makes sense if you're going to do another show called Clone Uprising. But the Empire right now has a good firm hold on like the galaxy. We have learned throughout this season that there really is no place that they can go where they can hide. You've got people like Cad Bane out there looking for these things. You know that all the bounty hunters are out there looking for kids like this. So, it's like it's almost like it's a never-ending thing. It's a never-ending cycle. And how if they escape, where are they going to go and what are they? That to me would be like, okay, we've made it and we've escaped and we're leaving and we're flying off in our ship and everything's hunky dory and roll credits. And it's like, well, yeah, but where did they go? What did they do? You know, to me, that leaves too many unanswered questions.
Yeah.
I've got a theory that would make everyone happy.
What's that?
The clones are searching Tantus. And they're looking for Omega. And they open up this door, and it's Cid's office. And she's behind the whole operation.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
she says, sorry, you know.
Yeah, she slowly turns around in her supervillain chair, stroking a white cat, and she says, how's it going, Bandana?
I'm glad you found it out now.
Now, do you think the Bad Batch will be the ones that end the Necromancer project, or do you think it's going to be somebody else? Because I think it's going to be somebody else.
I think Necromancer is. I think that's what Gideon was working on. Yeah, was the Necromancer project. So I think.
Yeah,
that's
yeah but be we never see Hemlock anymore. So I'm wondering.
Well,
they might throw a wrench in Project Necromancer, but
here's the thing: you don't see Hemlock anymore, and that's fine. But guess what? You don't see Director Krennic anymore either. Yet the Death Star still happened. So. All that's going to do, oh, well, we're going to kill Hemlock. Okay. We'll just put some, you cut off one head and you put another head on. Let's see, Travis.
Well, Palpatine made a little comment when he was there for a visit a couple episodes ago. And he said something to the, I don't know if he said some or someone. Doesn't like this project or something, or they would find this project, you know, not favorable or something like that. And it just kind of made me feel like Vader would not be in favor of this little project of his. So I kind of wonder if Vader might come in and wreak havoc, which is why. You know, you got Moff and then you still got Palpatine still trying to figure out how to, you know.
And obviously it works. Well, no, I don't want to say it even works because I think Palpatine's looking for a clone to where he can have that clone to where it won't deteriorate. And I think Palpatine's clones have all been deteriorating and that's been the problem.
Yeah, because they can't hold his power. Whereas Moff, he just wanted a Sith army of death troopers.
Bring Padme back. I would even go so far as to say he'd want to clone his arms and legs back. How about that? Could you just clone me a pair of arms and legs and put them back on me? Maybe make me some new lungs so I can breathe.
And some other things.
Oh wow!
I wasn't gonna say anything, but you started smiling,
and I was like, "Okay, yeah, that's where that went."
Come on!
I said I was just thinking. No, she couldn't be meaning that. No, not
wait,
Debbie.
Guys, sorry, Debbie just meant his lightsaber. That's what she meant. His lightsaber.
Oh yeah, his lightsaber. We need to reclone his lightsaber.
I'm just saying the man has been celibate for years now and, you know, he can't do nothing.
Well, I mean, he no longer has any, you know, reproductive organs. And so his hormones probably don't even allow for a libido. So
there you go.
And that's our health class segment.
No, he was still
a sex education class for you.
Where is Padme?
Tune in next week.
Is she all right?
Sex Ed with Debbie. Tune in next week.
Tune in next week as we discuss the mating rituals of Wookiees.
Oh my God. Imagine someone thinks that's a real segment. You guys didn't do that next week.
Tune in to find out all the hot and steamy footage that Jabba the Hutt doesn't want you to see.
That's the OnlyFans page. We'll get that up and running one of these days. Oh, Lord.
Star Wars, the sexy side.
That's right.
But we'll call it Stud Wars.
Unlimited power.
I was going to go with Star Horse, but okay.
Now, Andrew, only Viagra grants unlimited power.
All of our people stop commenting. You guys are dirty.
I'm sorry. I'm the one who started it all.
we just start getting a string of like dozens of comments of people just saying, wow.
Wow. Oh, talk about that.
Oh, my. Oh,
we get a bunch of people God. We don't yeah, want. There it is.
Thank you, Travis. You are absolutely right. Stir whip, beat whip, stir.
Don't forget your VR headset.
We get people in the comments saying, this is how Wookiees do it, you know, according to Wikipedia.
They get super technical.
Yeah.
It's like those people that learn Klingon and the mating rituals of the Klingons. It's like, oh my. Debbie, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Why does Debbie know the mating rituals of Klingons?
I don't know that she knows them, but I bet she knows people that do. So,
speaking from experience,
no.
They start by gently stroking each other's forehead ridges.
I think they get a little violent, is what they do.
Oh, what are them? Oh, what are the like spiders and they eat their mate after they mate?
No. It never happened on the original, or not the on the Next Generation. Worf, and I can't even remember her name, but that's where Alexander came from.
Thank you for dinner and a movie. Now I'm going to eat you.
Now I will eat you. Kitty, kitty!
Quit playing with my hair!
Oh.
That's right.
The mating rituals of the Flurkin.
Rampart is just so full of himself, I swear.
He really is. That one line was just that was it. This is a captain's uniform. I was a admiral. You got demoted.
And he's still fussing with this suit and Hunter touches his shoulder and he's just like, and as he's walking away, he's fiddling with his captain or his tags or whatever the hell they are.
Honestly, that screams Imperial officer, because I think Hunter even touched his shoulder or did something when the other Imperials were there. That lieutenant was there and he did the same thing where he kind of dusted himself off. But that, to me, that screams Imperial officer, to where it's like, you're just a lonely stormtrooper. Why are you touching me? Don't get your dust on me. I'm an officer and you're not.
Yeah, and then he bosses that other officer around, and he's like, oh, I missed this.
Yeah.
I hate clones.
And then the whole thing with the, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. It's an impossible task.
Yeah,
we're going to make it.
I'm still waiting for him to
possible.
I'm still waiting for him to stab the batch in the back somehow.
Well, yeah. I mean, you never know.
They took me hostage.
Yeah. Oh, who? Rampart?
Yeah. Oh, look who I brought in! Now you got all four of them. You know.
Well, I mean, the Empire kind of blacklisted him. I don't know if he'd want to go back to them.
I'm Grand Admiral now.
Yeah, but
Grand Admiral Rampart.
He came from a. I doubt it. He came from a labor camp. I mean, they were doing their best to get rid of him. So even if he did something like bring them the entire Bad Batch, I don't think that would garner him much favor other than, well, you're still going to be in jail. You're just not going to be at the labor camp anymore.
Yeah, but he's so arrogant.
I mean, he might think that.
Oh, and then it was sad to see the they stripped their armor, you know, of the color. They all went dark.
Oh, that's that how was... you know they're going to die.
No, it was just sad.
If they had painted it red, then you would have known they were going to die. Or at least the top parts, the shirts. Because, you know, the red shirts always die.
Different franchise.
Oh. I need an away team. Bones, Spock, McCoy, and Ensign Smith. Ah, crap. I'm about to die. I'm with you, though, Travis. I think I am enjoying the Rampart character as of right now. He's kind of almost playing the role of a comic relief in a sense. I mean, where he's funny to look at and laugh at, but he's not like overdone. You know, it's not like silly funny. Yeah, it's quite the clash between them and the Batch. So, can imagine a scene where Hemlock manipulates Rampart with the promise that he'll be the hero and reinstated. And that was all part of the plan, but I hope it doesn't go that way. Yeah, that's like that would be like, oh, could you not have come up with something a little bit better? I mean, that's so atypical right there. Come up with something a little better. Although, I mean, it could be the kind of thing too, to where it's like maybe they'll just say Rampart gets them there, and then it's all done.
Yeah, well, yeah, you never know. I mean, if you know, all of Star Wars has been any indication, it's that people can have, you know, a change of heart, and, you know, bad people can do good things. And I'm holding out hope that Rampart does the right thing in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the Bill Burr character from The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Betrayed Mando in the first season, and the second season had like this huge, huge character development. So,
yeah, that's probably the most actual acting we've ever gotten out of Bill Burr. I'll punch you through that freaking wall. But Dad, we're outside. Then I'll build a wall and put you through it.
I think there's still a feeling of betrayal from Rampart wanting to retaliate. He hates clones, so why not undo the whole operation? And you know, that's true too. I could see that. And also, I mean, yeah, he may just want to get in there and undo all of Tantus. And then after that's all undone, oh, well, the Batch did it, so let's get them.
Is that Mom?
Hi, Mom. Yeah. You're not finished Fortnite.
Woo! You want to say hi? You can say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Hi. At least she didn't come here earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. You missed
that. That would have been awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, you know, the GNN stream when no one's watching, it's just us talking about Star Wars. But then the GNN stream when my parents walk in, we're talking about Wookiee mating rituals.
The big hurdle is Rampart did murder Captain Helco, so a redemption is a bit tough. Anakin killed a whole room full of kids, and he redeemed himself. Just saying. But they managed to get on the ship. They got the Batch on the science ship, and Omega was able to pry herself into. I don't know how she got all them wall tiles back before that lady got there, but
I said earlier, slow walking. It's a long hallway. Yeah.
So,
oh no, she's coming.
I think Omega's a little bit full of herself too. I've escaped from here before, and I'm gonna do it again, and I'll take you with me this time. I've had training.
Well, I do think that, you know, within the next two episodes, we're going to see Omega do something to really turn the tide of whatever conflict ends up ensuing.
Is she going to tap into her force powers that she doesn't think she has?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think she'll have her big moment of discovery. Maybe she'll do what Ezra did when he realized he was force sensitive. He just, you know, saw Zeb in danger, and without thinking, force pushed Kallus away.
Yeah, maybe. Nope. Do you think it's a plot hole that no one recognizes the guy who used to be in charge and who was thrown into prison? I would say that's a plot hole, except for the fact
that, about that too. Yeah,
but see, here's the thing: is you are on an Imperial post. On Coruscant, you are on an Imperial post at the heart of the Empire, and
it's so big, you know,
it's huge. That would be like me saying, yeah, well, I'm gonna go walk around Dallas, but nobody's gonna recognize me because even though I live here, there's like
and
millions.
I shave my beard.
Yeah, I shave my beard.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I didn't do that.
I did, but.
I mean, if the mayor of, you know, San Antonio got put in prison and I didn't know who he was, I wouldn't recognize him if I walked past him.
Yeah. If the mayor of Dallas got put in prison, then was walking around on the street and I was walking around and I passed him, I wouldn't know who he is. I don't know what he looks like. I don't even know who he is. How about that? Yeah. So.
And yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You're not going to remember everyone, you know, who's ever worked for the Empire.
And you know. Did Rampart have the beard when he was arrested?
No, he didn't.
He was clean shaven.
He grew it in prison.
I didn't think so. So yeah, he's got the all he needs to do is throw on a pair of glasses. He'll be like Superman. It's the Superman disguise. So all right. So the Batch is headed to Tantus. Omega's got an escape plan. She's taking the kids with her, and now we have two episodes left. Just two. Did we miss anything, Debbie?
No.
No.
Although I did forget, I thought it was today, but evidently it was yesterday, a sad piece of news that Warwick Davis's wife passed away.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That was very sad.
It's sad, yeah.
They would have been married 33 years in June.
Holy smokes. Mm. He was 11 years old when he did Return of the Jedi, 1983.
Wow.
Wow.
So, well, Warwick, we know you're watching, and we're sorry for your loss, and our thoughts go out to you. She's one with the Force now. So, very sad day. I forgot about that. Yes, I was going to say that at the first of the show. I'm glad you remembered. Thank you, Debbie.
I meant to say it, and then I forgot. It's been one of those days.
I know. I hate to end on sad notes, but we're there. Debbie, do we have any... Oh, now I can't even think of my words. Shameless plugs. Where's our shameless plugs?
Tomorrow night I will be on the Geek and I podcast. We didn't get to do our show last week because of some storms that went through, and one of the guys didn't know if his internet was going to be back up because a bunch of trees fell and whatever. So hopefully this week we will do the Menagerie. And then Saturday is the Geek Gauntlet. Monday, we are back for X-Men 97, Episode 6, which was very interesting, and I was very confused.
the last episode?
Yes.
We'll talk about it Monday, but I noticed a bunch of stuff in this one. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is like.
But,
Tuesday
is the Sith Dominion. I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know if it's been decided yet because we finished up our reimagining the sequels and what we would have done.
If y'all decide to reimagine Rogue One, Dr. Dana and I are going to have a fight.
Sequels.
Oh, good.
Dr. Dana and I want to see that now. We want to see that now. We'll do a poll. Dr. Dana or David? Who do you think is going to win the debate?
And then I believe Wednesday, War of the Stars dropped an episode.
We had Mark from War of the Stars was on MCU Mondays last Monday. So if you get the chance to go watch MCU Mondays from last week, he was on. So, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Cam, you got any shameless plugs for us?
I didn't get to see Civil War last weekend. Unfortunately, I just didn't have time, but, I am going to do my best to see it tomorrow evening because I get off work fairly early tomorrow. So I should have a decent amount of time to myself. So I'll be doing my best to go see that. And then if I can, I'll be doing another leaving the theater first impressions video to go up on the channel.
You could take the little one to go see it.
I'm not going to take her to go see Civil War.
Oh.
Thanks for dropping by, Travis.
Andrew, shameless plugs?
I can't think of anything new. I'll be back here Monday, but that's about all I can think of.
Are you sure? This is the first time you've been here in like 2 or 3 weeks. So.
Are we really sure. not going to live stream your mom's Fortnite tournament?
Yeah, I know, right?
God.
Yeah. Oh, man. You don't want to see her when she gets competitive in Fortnite. You don't want to see that.
Oh, boy. Is she like one of those Xbox kids, like the racial slurs start coming out?
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm of the generation to where it's not necessarily the racial slurs, but it's like when you're playing, it's like jump, 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 jump.
Yeah.
And it's like you're moving your hands thinking that's gonna make them jump higher, kind of thing.
How do I pick up the gun, go Drew? Left, go left. I don't know, Mom. Press A.
how do I jump in this game? Okay, Mom, is the PlayStation on? Okay, turn it on.
Okay, all right. Hey, yeah.
I haven't seen any of the other players.
Have you opened Fortnite yet?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead and open that.
All right. This in June, I will be at Dallas Fan Expo. I am thinking I'm going to have some stuff to give away, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll do some more giveaways there. We're going to have a lot of, we've got Star Trek people and we've got Star Wars people and voice actors. And now that the strike is over with, we're probably going to be able to talk to the panelists again. I found my copy of 300. I thought I'd gotten rid of it. I was so excited. Ooh. So I can get Frank Miller to sign 300 for me. I'm all kinds of thrilled. I mean, I've still got my Sin City. So I can get him to sign Sin City too, but I was all kinds of excited about 300. That's probably my all-time favorite of his. So, but that's in June 9th, I believe, 9th, 10th, and 11th. So I will be out there. If you're in the Dallas area, come check it out. Well, that's going to be it for us tonight. Make sure you go to all of our socials and check it out. Facebook, Instagram, X. I didn't say Twitter this time. X.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. OnlyFans. Also, check out the website, geeknewsnow.net. A lot of great content, a lot of great articles up there. Our writing staff is amazing. They've been putting out some good stuff lately. If you're here on YouTube, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Mash that little bell so you get notifications every time we do go live. When we go to things like Fan Expo, I don't know about the other guys, but I like to go on to do a live stream or four or five or six, however many I feel like doing. And you get to see all the stuff going on there. So hit that bell, get notifications when we go live. We will see you all next week. Have a great, great week, and may the Force be with you all.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Pocket sand! No! Yeah!